Erev Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Parah. The Gemara in Megillah refers to this Haftorah as the Haftorah of Zarakti Aleichem Mayim Tahoirim Utaharte Mikol Tumaisechem Umikol Gilu Lechem Atar Eschem. And I will sprinkle you with a pure water which will purify you from all your Tuma, and from all the Avodah Zarah I will purify you. Why does it say about purifying twice in this pasuk? So I'd like to share with you something which for me is a tremendous chiddush, earth-shattering, whole new hashkafa thing from Rabbi Yonason Eibeshitz and the Sefer Avos Yonason. I even called some of my Rebbeim this week. And it's food for thought. I'll share with you some of what they shared with me and some of what I remembered. And you could go speak about it with your Rebbe if you have any questions. I'm going to first say Rabbi Yonason Eibeshitz, and then we'll speak a few ha'aris on this. So again, what's a double lashon? Utahartem, and then again, atahar eschem. Says Rabbi Yonason Eibeshitz and Avos Yonason. Every chait that a human being does can become purified through Torah. Yochel letaher b'tayra. Like it says, hoi, kol tzamei, woe all you thirsty people, people that are lacking, thirsty, missing, l'chu l'mayim. Go to the water. Tyre will fix up all problems. Tyre will take care of every chait and every oven. Like Chazal say, if you meet up with a disgusting one, the Yitzhahara, drag him into the base medrash. Bring him in there. Because over there in the base medrash, when you're by the four amas of halacha involved in Torah, there is no place for the Yetzirah. I have thought for many years, I have this theory and these proofs that Yeshiva Shem Ve'ever was actually in the city of Be'er Sheva based on Marsha and Baal Turim. This Yeshiva Shem Ve'ever was in Be'er Sheva, which is where Yitzchak and Rivka and Esav lived. So why didn't Esav find Yaakov all those 14 years? He was hiding Yeshiva Shem Ve'ever. It was in his town. So you could say he never went into Beis Medrash, which is a great teretz. One of the terutzim you can say is, he couldn't go in there, because if he would go in there, he would become batel. He would lose his mitzias. Esau would lose his mitzias. If you meet them in Novel, go into Beis Medrash. He can't survive there. However, now I'm going to read this inside, because otherwise you will not believe me. I wouldn't believe myself. V'ulam, chet avaydezara ein ha-toyra meteheres aysay. The chet avaydezara, toyra does not purify. I think, even before we continue, the morale in Nesiva Yetzer, in the first paragraph, writes, seemingly, mamish, not like this. He says, Torah deals with the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah. So, L'chayrit argues, no, we'll see soon, maybe one of the things we're going to say can be Miyashav. Let's get back to Rabbi Yonason. Chet Avodah Zarah ein ha-Torah meteheres aysay. The chet of Avodah Zarah, Torah cannot purify it. Why? Says Rabbi Yonason Eibeshitz, if he allows his brain, his ideas, his concepts, his hashkafas, to be twisted and turned by a vaydazara, he's not bilti l'Hashem levadai. He is, unfortunately, under the influence of foreign ideas, yipol boy hasafik. He'll continue to have doubts. Torah will not help him. And like he's going to explain, Torah will feed his yetzahara. Literally, he'll use the Torah to his own purposes and come up with Stuki theories, Baisusi theories, Min theories, Christian theories, and I'm going to stay out of any trouble and not give any, you know, modern, what you decide might be, off the derech theories. Ukemayisha mitzinu, like we find, says Rabbi Yonason Eibeshitz, Menashe Melech Yehuda, the Gemara tells us, he was Doirish Drasha Shal Doifi Al Kol HaTorah Kula. He had a way of looking at the Torah back when he was an Ovid Avodah Zarah, before he was Chayzer B'Tshuva. He was the most famous Ovid Avodah Zarah, and afterwards the most famous Baal Tshuva. But then, he was able to take the Torah and go through it and explain it in the most ridiculous, twisted, off the derech, Bible critic way. In his Bible book club. And that is why, says Rabbi Yonason Eibeshitz, and here we're going to get to a big nekuda. That's why he told Rav Ashi, in Rav Ashi's dream, like the Gemara said in Sanhedrin, when Rav Ashi was a little bit being mezalzel in Menashe Melech Yehuda, so Rav Ashi told him in a dream, Ihavis Hasam, if you would have been there, if you would have lived in my times before the Mevatel, the Yetzirah, like Nazara, Rav Ashi, author of a great sefer called Talmud Bavli, if you would have been around, Havis Nakita B'Shipuli Glima, you would have lifted up the bottom of your hem, of your robes, of your frack, of your bekesha, the Rehita Sevastra, you would run after the Yetzirah, another after the Yetzirah of Nazara. You would try to run so fast, you would pick up your bekesha, your frack, your kapata, so it shouldn't impair your running. You would run so fast. Now, says the Rebbe, Abish says, what's the pshat on this? Rav Ashi would have been such a big Avi of Nazara. Says the Rebbe, I'll tell you why. Because he was so wise, because Rav Ashi was the big Chacham, therefore he would be trying to know more and more and more. That is a challenge of being a big Talmud Chacham back in the Avodah Zarah days, is that it could lead you down a path that others won't even go. He'll bring a proof to this very soon. Now, Rav Michal Zilber in the Sefer B'yam Darach explains this Nekuda of Rav Yisrael Aibishis that he means to answer Akasha. In time of Rav Ashi, there were other tremendous Yetzirah. Yetzirah Arayis is still around. And Rav Ashi wasn't Nichshal in it. So has Menashe have a right to go along and say, you would have lived in my time, and there was Yetzirah Yetzirah, you would have gone. Who says? I manage this Yetzirah. The answer is, those Yetzirahs Terah deals with. This one, you would not have be able to survive. You would become running after it. And that's what Menashe says. So, continues Rav Yisrael Aibishis. Because he was such a big chacham, he'd want to know more and more, and it would lead him astray. Va'yosef das yosef machov, based on a pasuk. Sometimes more knowledge causes more pain. It will make bigger problems. What you say, in Perkei Avos, so this is good. Thinking, chachmase meruba miyirasai. He would have too much chacham, more than his yira, could take him off the derech. Says, Rav Yisrael Aibishis, what's the only way to deal with avodah zarah? Tayyib won't help you. I hope you're still on, you know, didn't disconnect already. Maybe people disconnect. This is too off the derech for them. Too wild. Rav Yisrael Aibishis is gadol hador. Ain't truthful is the hamak ela tshuva. The only thing to help you, to heal you from avodah zarah, is teshuva. Nothing else could deal with this problem of avodah zarah. Now, says Rav Yisrael, this is par aduma. Par aduma is mechatas. Mechatas is to sit in your sins, soak, and spend time alone. Be misbaided, have charata about the rebellion that you did against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, Avodah Zarah, kfira, minus, off the derech hashkafas, wild new things which have not based on Messiah. And that's why it says in the Torah, in this week's Parashas Parah, Zois chukas haTorah adam ki yomis boy. Listen to this noob shat. I'm going to explain to you. I hope I'm saying this right. Says Rav Yisrael Aibishis. Zois chukas haTorah. Torah has. The Torah is amazing, but Torah has a chug to it. Torah has something which is a bit of a conundrum. What is that? Sometimes Adam, the neshama, the person, could die in oil shel Torah. He could get lost. He can go off. Just like we know, says Rav Yisrael, there were four people that went into paradise, which is a very, very high level of limud Torah, called paradise. And in that experience of paradise, so the Gemara tells us that Ben Azai hits it, he steered the mace and he died. Adam ki yamus ba'ayil. And then we know that Ben Zayma lost his mind. We know that Elisha ben Avuya went off the derech through this Torah, through paradise. He became an apikairis through that. The Gemara tells us in Chagiga, daf yudalad. So Adam ki yamus ba'ayil, that is a chayk of the Torah. It's a danger of the Torah. It's something which could be sometimes a stira, b'tar t'mei, b'tami t'hoirim. Hu yischata boi b'meichatas, he needs, says the Torah, hu yischata boi, he needs to go through this purification. Says Rebbe Yisrael, that's the purification of tshuva, of being misbeged and mischarit. And if he doesn't do tshuva, then Hashem will force him to do tshuva. Like the Gemara says, in the Sanhedrin, that's Tzadik Zayin, the Gemara says, Ein Yisrael Nigalim Ela, Neschos HaTshuva, Mashiach will not come, will never happen, till Klai Yisrael do Tshuva, says the Gemara. Either they'll do it on their own, if not, Kadosh Baruch Hu will be Mamed Lehem Melech Gehaman, will be a terrible king like Haman, V'yachzer Lamutav, and because of him, will be Klai Yisrael B'Tshuva. We know that Haman did more than all 48 Nevi'im, the Gemara says. And that will make them become pure from all the Averis, and that is Par Aduma. Michazol be'ez over here. And Mela paraduma is a kapar for Chayta Egel. Very good. Fits in perfectly. Chayta Egel was a Vedazara, and Rashi brings in the parasha from Mesha Darshan, very famous, and it's in the Yoitzvist, that paraduma is a kapara for the Chayta Egel, because this is the tshuva of this Baidadus and Charata. That's the Mechatas, is to sit and wallow in your sins and think about it and cry. I hope that's what the word wallow means. Zok Tebiyonisen, that is the Pshat and the Passing Naftira. V'zarakti aleichem mayim tahoyrim utaharti mikol tumiseichem. I'm going to give you mayim tahoyrim. Mayim tahoyrim is mea taira. The Rambam calls it mea das. That will purify you from all averis. Not a couple. Not most of them. Everything. Except one. Mikol tumiseichem. However, continues Yechezkel Hanavi. Umikol giluleichem from avodah zarah, which is v'shukas metuvah magu'al. Glolim, Glulechem, Atayra, so that I have to be Matayra, you by meaning Marmen, Amelach, Koshe, Gohomun. Atkan Dvarv, and he finishes with those sweet words, the Kalahav, and I just gave you very easy thoughts, as we raised in Abishit. So, again, for those that didn't disconnect, we'll just let you know a couple of points over here, a couple of Aris, and maybe a little bit what I spoke to some Rebbeim this week, because this got me very concerned. First of all, in the Sefer Ein Tzayfim, it's an old Sefer from Vilna, Ein Tzayfim on Haftarah. He actually was mechavin very much this Rebbeinu and Abishitz, and he shel su, famous Gemara. The Gemara says, Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, Kalapayr sheminus mayis. Someone who leaves Avodah Zarah, who was aduk, who was addicted, who was attached, who was living a life of kfira, minus. He was a heretic. He was a tereshim, ksavad, a tereshim, al peh person. He was his own new Derech Hashem without Messiah, which is off the Derech path, not based on Rebbeim. He figured out better than everybody else how to serve Hashem, and he wants to leave it, says the Gemara. He can leave it, but he will die in the process. Gemara in Avodah Zarah. So, he says, the Pasuk says, the first part of the Pasuk is again, Ma'im Tahirim will take care of all your problems. Tahirim is Ma'irdik. Tahirim does everything. He goes through all the details. But the end of the Pasuk, Gilalecha, when it comes to Avodah Zarah, where if you do tshuva, you're going to die. I'll help you do the tshuva. So you'll be able to survive it. Because you can't do it on your own. And he continues, actually in the Sefer Ein Tzayfim, the next passing in the Haftarah, Satei lechem leiv chodesh, ruach chadosha, etim bekir bachem, vasi rois yisleiv ha'evim yipsachim, vasati lechem leiv basar. That's the passing. So he says, what's the leiv chodesh? Because heart surgery, here, when was the Sefer printed? The Sefer. It was printed in Tafresh Pei Gimel. So we're 98 years ago. He says, heart surgery, I'm not sure where he got this heart surgery from. Maybe it was a theory, maybe someone in Vilna was doing heart surgery and never heard about this. He says, heart surgery is the most dangerous type of surgery someone could perform. In order to be able to do heart surgery, in order for it to be able to happen, the heart has to be without having mold around it, you have to make sure it doesn't get infected while you're doing it. He says, it's the most important place to be careful of no infection. And therefore, when people leave Kfira and leave Avodah Zarah, and there's so much of it today also, such reform, conservative, and all of that, when someone leaves all that, everything and all the crazy Ashkafis, so he says his heart, which is the place of Emunah, is in terrible danger. He's doing a surgery. If it's not done perfectly, again, call it parish, I mean, it's bias. He could die. So what does he need? He needs Rabbi Shlom, who is the expert surgeon, to help him. That's why Hashem says, I'll give you a new heart, because your old heart is going to be thrown out, because it was off the derech. So it really fits into, together with Rebbeinu and Abishitz. So, a couple of Aris on this. First of all, I saw in the Sefer Ze'ev Yitzchak on Haftarah, he brings this, and he holds that he slugged it up. He has so many kashas on it. You can say you have a kasha in Rebbeinu and Abishitz, but you shouldn't really think you slugged them up. He says he has a problem with it. To share with you some of his problems. Rashi says in Parshas Ekev, Rashi says that whoever leaves Tyra, Rashi says, long Rashi, whoever leaves Tyra is going to end up being Ovid Avodah Zarah. Rashi brings a Raya from David HaMelech. Whoever leaves Tyra is going to end up being Ovid Avodah Zarah. So here you see that Tyra does deal with Avodah Zarah, and this is Mamish L'chayri Kenegri Reis and Abish. This is a very, very fine question. Another question that he asks, the Sefer Ze'ev Yitrov, on this Reis and Abishitz. he doesn't understand the dialogue between Menashe and Rav Ashi. Another kasha. Chazal say, a very famous Chazal, Oisi Azavu v'seirasi le'shamaru. Say, Chazal, halavai, you just leave me, don't keep anything. But keep learning Targa, Taylor will bring you back. Not true. It won't bring you back. We go off completely off the dark, it won't bring us back. And it says in this Chazal, you can go off on everything, Taylor will bring you back. So these are the kashas he asks. So I'd like to share with you a couple of aris on this Rebbe Yonason, which I was thinking, something I talked to my Rebbeim. And Tein Lechachem Yach Kamoid, you could expound on this, discuss it, look it up. Okay, a couple of Zachim, I think we're going to be answering also the Zev Yitzchak's Kashas. In no particular order. First of all, Yesh Lachkar, as Rebbe Yonason Abishan speaking about a Torah, which is Lishma, a Torah which is done with Yiras Shamayim, a Torah which is Tahira, Yiras Hashem Tahira, or is he speaking about a Torah Shalei Lishma? Well, maybe Rebbe Yonason is only speaking about Torah Shalei Lishma. But if it would be Torah Lishma, it would deal with everything. But it would even deal with Avodah Zarah, which comes out of Bechidish, which means that Torah Shalei Lishma could deal with everything else. I'm almost sure I heard once Rabbi Yisrael Yoenshev Zechatzak Gavracha, who said, Chazal tell us that when Elisha ben Avuya Acher was a little baby, Taisus brings a Yerushalmi, I think Yerushalmi, that there was a big party in his house for the bris, and the Tanaim was sitting there learning, and a big fire came down, and Avuya, the father, Elisha ben Avuya, was all concerned and said, well, you came to burn my house. He said, no, this is the Torah of Harsinai. So the Torah of Harsinai has the Eish of Harsinai. So he was so impressed, and he brought up his son. He said, I want this for my son. So Rabbi Yisrael Yoenshev Zechatzak Gavracha said, this is a raya. I'm almost sure I heard this from him. This is a raya that Acher's Torah from day one was Torah Shalei Lishma. And that was the intention. It wasn't even Torah Shalei Lishma Bal Lishma. It was like the goal was to get to this fireworks of that Elisha ben Avuya, his father, saw. So his Torah was always a problem of Shalei Lishma. So if so, that will explain why when he went into Pardes, Acher, Elisha ben Avuya went into Pardes, he went off the dark, but it would have been Torah Lishma that would take and protect him. It wouldn't lead to Kfira. Very possible to say this. Ramesh Dov Lifkowitz told me that yesterday that I spoke about this. He said that he heard from some of what he said. He said that he heard from Rav Shach on this famous Chazal of Oisi Azavu V'Seirasi Shemaru. Hashem says, "Alavai they will leave me. Go off the dark, but keep learning Torah." Rav Shach said it cannot be understood kipshuta. Rav Shach disagreed with the Pasha Pshat. He said it can't be. There's no way. If you off a derech, your Torah is not even Torah. It's not Torah. There's no value of Torah. So he said a big chiddush, Rav Shach. He said, it means, Oysi v'yazava, halavai klal Yisrael would go off a derech, v'seirasi shamar, but there would be a nucleus of Talmidei Chachamim that are still learning Torah. Doesn't mean those same people. Another group, even a small group, would be learning, and their Torah would bring back the rest of klal Yisrael. But those people have to be learning a real Torah, with untainted pure Torah. And that untainted pure Torah, taka, maybe, would be a problem with Avodah Zarah, would deal with Avodah Zarah. And then he told me, Rabbi Moshe Tadis, Rabbi Michael Yehuda's son, told me that the Chazan Ish and Igeres writes that if people, in one of his letters, writes that if there will be Tamir Chacham who are Omel in Torah the way they're supposed to, it would save all over the world Yidden, even little kids, older people, from Yerhuri Avera. This is the May Tyra of Torah would deal with everything, even of Avodah Zarah. Okay, we're going to add some more points. There is a sefer called Or Chaim, not the Or HaChaim, Or Chaim from the Chassid Yavetz, who was one of the exiles of Spain. And it's famous, he writes in the sefer Or Chaim, that he noticed during the Spanish Inquisition and the expulsion, which he was part of, he left Spain, he noticed how the men, as opposed to the women, were much more going off the derech. Those are the ones who became the Maranos secretly. Those are the ones who said, oh, it's okay to go to church, but I still believe in Hashem. Those are the ones who said, we'll keep Shabbos in the basement. And the women refused. They left Spain more. And they're the ones who more publicly give the lives of Kodesh Hashem. This is something he was there. He writes this. He said, I'll tell you why. The men here in Spain, for a long time, have been very involved in learning philosophy. Jewish philosophy, a philosophy. And therefore they come up with twisted reasons why it's okay for them. I really believe in Hashem, and I really mean this. And they have Torah and Sukkot Torah. why it's okay for them to do crazy hashkafas, and they're becoming Muranos, which is terrible. Says the Chassid Yavis, but the women don't know no chachmas. They say, Savagazara, I'm not doing it. So here again we see, just wanted to show again like this, Rebbeinu, you see that if sometimes Torah can make trouble for someone, if it's not under control, if it's not pure, it's not just Shem Shemaim, it could can make trouble, like it did for, like the Chassid Yavis writes, it did for these people. Some more Ha'aris. I was speaking last night to our dear friend, Rabbi Ram Yaakov in Shlita, and we came up with this Nakuda. We know that the time of Bayi Sheni, the Svarim tell us, Maral tells us, Tzadik HaKayin, began the amazing Tkufa of Torah Shebaal Peh. Until then, clients were Isaac and Torah Shebaal Peh. From the time of Bayi Sheni, they were Isaac and Torah Shebaal Peh. And maybe that is why, that is when Klal Yisrael asked Hashem to take away the Yitzhahara of Avodah Zarah, the Gemara says in Yuma. They had to do it then, because since they're going to get involved in all this Hakiris and Pilpulim and Shekhar Torah, Yitzhahara will be terrible for, that will be terrible for Avodah Zarah. It wouldn't go together. And actually, I'm thinking right now, that's why Menashe says, you know, I was in the Torah Shebaal Ksav Tkufa. He tells Rav Ashi, you're Torah Shebaal Peh, you might be worse than I was. Like Rebbe Nissen says, they're saying a little knach in it. I was thinking also, you could say, that's why Rivka, when she thought she had one son, who was going to Beis Avodah Zarah and to Beis HaMedrash, she was very worried. She says, I don't care that he's going to Beis HaMedrash. It's not going to help him with the fact that he also wants to go to Avodah Zarah. Look, he goes out by the Beis HaMedrash. She thought it was one kid, right, originally? And he's going out by Beis Avodah Zarah because the Torah doesn't help him. And then I saw in a sefer called Avodah Yehuda on Yitzra Chachma, who says almost like this, and he says, that's why she said, Lam is the Anoichi, Imkei, Lam is the Anoichi, the Anoichi, the Matan Torah of Anoichi Hashem HaKech is not going to help the problem that this kid has of Avodah Zarah. What else could we share? A little bit more, Noch Abyssal, to drop more. Yeah, I spoke to my Mashkiach yesterday from Panovich, and He gave a few more examples. He says, the Nachash. How did it persuade Avram, persuade Adam Arishan to do the Chait? Adam was a Chacham. He had the Chazal speak about the tremendous Chachma of Adam. He was on the highest level. And what did it tell him? Vayisim Kelehim. It spoke to him through Avodah Zarah concepts. The Chazal say, Lashon about Bikiris on Adam. He was brought up to this level because of his great Chachma. That's why he had this strive to go over him, to be like a god, to go somewhere with a chachma that he wasn't supposed to go. That's where he was heading. He was in search of his chachma. The chachma misled him. And he showed me the Rambam in a bunch of places where the Rambam is so concerned about apikorsim more than anything else. The Rambam says it might even be possible to do tshuva. Another place the Rambam writes it is, maybe he himself could, but we can't trust him. He showed this in the words of the Rambam because this person, once someone gets tainted with Avodah Zarah, even everything you give him, everything you offer him, all the Torah, might just make it worse and worse and worse. And again, you need Hashem to go along and help him to do teshuva, like we said. So, just to say again, I have two ha'aris on this Rebbe Nissen, besides all those you said. One is, I don't know if he's speaking by Torah Lishma, which we said it might be, that's only by Torah Lishma, Torah Lishma might help for everything. What other Nikuda that I was thinking is very possible is that maybe Rabbi Eisen Eibishitz, and it fits very much into, I think, all his words, Rabbi Eisen Eibishitz might be speaking once somebody already fell into Avodah Zarah. Once he already has a seed of Avodah Zarah planted in his head, doubt, questions, then Torah might be leading him astray. There's a famous Chazal and the Gaon writes, someone who has Torah, because Torah will make grow whatever's there, and if there's something terrible, they will make that grow. So, this is all before. This is all if he has a Avodah Zarah, and then Torah tries to help him or help him. He has to do tshuva, which is a very difficult tshuva. But, before he ever falls into Avodah Zarah, I don't think Rebbeinu Eibishitz is discussing it in this essay Bechlal. He's discussing about purifying, getting back. But if you stick with Torah, you're never going to have a problem. Polga b'chom anuv ozev, you already met him, then Mashkeil beis medes won't help for Avodah Zarah. But if you never got affected in the first place, then Torah continued to protect you as a preventative, not to have the Avodah Zarah come. But if Chas V'Shalom it starts already, is a little something planted, that's when there's this terrible sakana. So the Michal Zilber in B'Yam Derech also explains that Torah deals with all the physical of a person, changes his midas, changes his taivis, everything. But since Yetzihara of a Gezar is more in the seichel, so that's not the regular, what the Torah deals with, changing his physical. The Torah deals with the seichel, and as far as seichel goes, if he has messed up seichel, it's all going to go krum, like we said before, it's all going to be crooked and misled. So this is something to think about. Maybe before you share it with someone else, you know, make sure you have it clear yourself. I don't want to chas v'shalom be over on anything over here. This is Torah. Hashem, we daven every single day. Shalei michshol tachas yadeinu. Should help us. We should be inspired. And what is this again? Nowadays, you don't have yitzhar v'yadazar. Well, we have so much kfira, so much meanness going around the world, so much afa derech hashkafa, and so much from, especially nowadays, people who listen to the news more and want to hear updates and this and that. So much of it is opinion and made up stuff, and this pasking hashkafa and challenging words of Gedalia Yisrael as if like they're on the same planet to go along and have a right to discuss anything that Gedalia are discussing. So there's just a lot of hashkafa which could chas v'shalom affect us. That's why I did think it was important to say this is a very, very dangerous thing along hashkafa. Don't just think, yeah, Baruch Hashem, I'm staging and everything, my Torah, my tefillah will take care of everything. No. It's not going to take care of everything. It's going to take care of your kas, it will take care of your gaiva, it will take care of your tivus, it will take care of your stinginess, it will take care of lots of bad meals and arach sadikim, but it will not, will take care of the whole list. But things which are vajazar related, and kfira, and minus, and off the wall hashkafis, and all different isms, it's not going to necessarily take care of. So Hashem should help us that we should be zoichet of Zerak Alechamayim Tahirim, Tahirim Kol Tumi Seichim, from all the problems Tahira, and whatever Tahira is not helping us with, maybe because Tahira is not being done properly, but whatever Tahira is not helping with this, we call Galechim Atareschim, the Baishim should come, be Mataras, the Chuvah Shalema, with Ava, Yira, Meherev Yemenu, Zoichete, a Chag Kosher V'Sameach. We're getting close to Pesach, Yud Shabbos. Whoever's still listening, because they didn't make a machah by disconnecting, have a wonderful Shabbos.